This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Many popular baking mixes that are on grocery store shelves across Kentucky come from wheat flour milled in Hopkinsville. One of the companies, Continental Mills, is celebrating 90 years in business by rebranding their label to Crusties, according to plant manager Kevin Maynard.
We're going to move forward as the Crusties company, you know, and we're paying homage to our Rose Charters who created our product, the very first product, which was an easy-to-make pie crust. You just add water. And
Maynard says the Seattle-based company built their third location in Hopkinsville in 1999, next door to Seymour Milling Company.
Our main raw material that we use, flour, comes from next door at Seymour Milling, and almost all the wheat that they mill is from Christian County and the surrounding counties. So, first of all, that's very important. I think also, you know, identifying as the Crusties company allows, we want people to know the great products that we make that are made in their hometown.
He says they have a different connection to Seymour Milling.
Partnered with Seymour Milling to be our main supplier of flour. You know, the fact that we're located right next to Seymour, we don't truck flour over from Seymour. It comes, we're attached via pipe, so we receive most of the flour that we use through Seymour, through a pipe in the building.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Crusties Hopkinsville plant manager Kevin Maynard says the pipeline with Seymour stays full of flour.
On average, we transfer over about 500,000 pounds of flour a day. You know, to think about it, if we were bringing trucks in, that'd be approximately 10 trucks that we'd be bringing in a day that we don't have to bring in.
Yet Crusties stays very busy processing flour into products that we use.
We are a 24/7 operation. We're set up with 4 crews.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.